This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
A little over a month ago, this is what we were dealing with.
This isn't a situation. This is hell out here. I've got homes in front of me right now, two and three story tall homes that are here on Pacific Coast Highway that are now completely enveloped in flames, flames roaring through the roof. And you've got some fire crews that have gone on by, but there's nothing they can do about it. These homes are completely destroyed.
And today, it's this.
People are worried about what could happen. I was just up in a neighborhood where the slopes are right behind these big houses, just a bunch of mud up there. They're worried about flooding and mudslides and debris flows.
Welcome to Climate Whiplash, Southern California style. And welcome to the LA Local for Thursday, February 13th, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Jonathan Service, sitting in today for my boss, Alex Silverman. Coming up, the first signs of possible long-term health problems for people living in the Palisades and Eaton fire zones. And what does flood insurance cover? And what does it not cover? And what happens if a wall of mud slams into your home later today? And what happens if your home survived a recent wildfire only to be wiped out by floodwaters and mudslides? Then what? We'll try to make sense out of what often feels like nonsensical homeowner insurance policies. Let's take a quick break here, and then we'll get going on a busy, stormy LA Local. I've seen fire, and I've seen rain. Yeah, actually not really much to sing about today. As is often the case here in a volatile neck of the woods, soon after wildfires reduced hillsides that were once full of trees, shrubs, and brush to barren moonscapes, the rains moved in, and those hillsides get to sliding. The heaviest rain from today's storm system impacting all of Southern California is expected this evening and into the overnight hours. And while the focus is on recent burn areas in Altadena and the Pacific Palisades, there are recent burn scars from Orange County to Santa Barbara that need watching. John Baird kicks us off. He described the scene in Sierra Madre, where they're expecting the worst.
Well, this is always a trouble spot, and I was just told by County Public Works that basically this hillside next to me, big hillside, that a foot of that mud could potentially down. And what they've done is they've got the K-rails on each side of, what is this, Sky Drive here, each side. So if it comes down the hill, instead of going down into the homes, it will hopefully be directed down the street and they can scoop it up off the pavement. That's the plan up here. But, you know, this is one of the dicey areas.
Karen Adams was posted up in the Malibu area, where the Palisades fire stripped hillsides bare. Rocks were already starting to tumble down even before the heaviest rains hit.
Parts of the burned area are starting to slide. I'm here on PCH near Las Tunas Beach and Pena Canyon, where crews just finished clearing away the mud and dirt from where the hillside just gave way and poured onto the highway. It's a muddy mess now, but miles and miles of the hillside here along the highway can just slide because of the rain. The reason PCH is closed right now through the burn scar area, it's a dangerous situation.
And here's the thing. Throw a dart at a map of Southern California, and you're likely to hit a recent burn scar area. In the last decade, dozens of fires have burned in just about every Southern California county, from Ventura to San Bernardino, San Diego to Riverside. There are thousands of hillsides that need watching. Steve Gregory tells us about a network of cameras set up to spot landslide catastrophes before they happen.
More than 1,100 live cameras are strategically installed near high-risk fire zones, but more cameras have been added to the Eaton and Palisades fire areas to watch for mudslides and debris flows.
The agreement originally began with UCSD down in the San Diego unit, which allowed us to have access to these cameras, which were primarily used for situational awareness.
Isaac Sanchez is with CAL FIRE and says the cameras are a big help to not only spot wildfires and mudslides, but also help officials decide how to respond to the scene. The camera program, called Alert California, started as a small research project at UC San Diego in 2001 and now includes high-def cameras, heat signature lenses, and artificial intelligence. In the Eaton Fire Zone, two new cameras have been installed in Bailey Canyon and Sierra Madre Canyon, with an additional camera at the Sierra Madre Bridge. In the Palisades area, two cameras have been installed called Cloudcroft 1 and Cloudcroft 2.
Yeah, but where's Lara Croft? And not to get too nerdy on you, but did you know that there's a technical difference between a mudslide and a landslide? I certainly did not. Long Beach State Earth Sciences Professor Nate Onderdonk set me straight.
The mudslides and debris flows are typically moving material, like soil that's just at the surface of the hill slopes, whereas the deeper seated landslides are moving, you know, large chunks of the hillside, where they're stuff's moving on a slide surface that might be tens of feet deep, you know, even 100 feet deep.
Well, there you have it, the difference between a landslide and a mudslide. Not that you're likely to care much if tons of rocks, debris, mud, and dirt slam into your house. Local officials seem to be taking the threat posed by this storm very seriously, especially after criticisms after last month's fires that too many agencies were caught off guard by the January 7th windstorm. LA's Morning News team, Larry Perel and Mike Simpson, talk with LA County Public Works Director Mark Pastrella about their preparations.
You were putting out the warning, though, yesterday, saying for some other people that kind of have a hill behind their home and they know that there's been some burning, that you wanted to get in touch with them if they hadn't called in yet. Were you able to reach everybody you wanted to?
Yeah, it's an extraordinary effort. You're right. We've been making phone calls. We actually did get several more calls after I made that announcement yesterday. I'm just so proud of our sheriff's department who are aiding us in this issue. They've gone and door knocked on every property that we've asked them to. And, you know, I have always go to bed at night hoping that we got everybody and everybody prepared. I'm praying that there isn't anybody we missed. But again, we're putting the warnings out, and we are working again with City of Los Angeles, County of Los Angeles officials, and all the other cities, Pasadena, Malibu, and Sierra Madre, in an all-out effort to make sure everyone is aware that needs to know. I would say this is one of the most prepared events I've ever seen us do. I mean, I've been at it for 38 years.
And yet, plenty of people are insisting on staying in their homes, even when warned of the dangers. Larry and Mike also caught up with LA County Sheriff Robert Luna on the growing list of mandatory evacuations ahead of this storm. He warned of dire consequences for anyone who stays behind.
If the deputies or police officers from Sierra Madre are coming to your home and telling you that you need to go, you really need to go. When Public Works works with us in figuring out who needs to be evacuated, they do a full assessment, vulnerability assessment. And if they've assessed your property to be in a danger zone, we don't want you to try and get out when it's too late, when there's already debris or mud flows, excessive rain coming down. We cannot get to you at certain times, and that's why we're warning people up front. We've been doing it for days.
You said just now, you know, there's going to be certain times where we can't get to you. So during the worst of this, or if a mud's actively coming down the street, but I think you said yesterday too, some of these areas, if things really start to go, you said what, it might be a day or two. So if you're not out, I mean, they can't get in to help you if you need help for a couple days.
That's exactly right. And that's why we're really telling people, when we tell you to leave, it's time to leave, because it can be 24 hours or more time and we may not be able to get to you. What if you have a medical emergency and our fire partners need to get in there? The roads will be blocked with debris, or they may be blocked with debris. We just want to make sure that everyone's safe and no one gets injured, or God forbid, somebody die from this.
That's LA County Sheriff Robert Luna. All right, short break here. Take care of some business. And on the flip side, do you know if your home is covered by flood insurance? And that runny nose you've had for the past month? Well, it might be tied to the January 7th fires. We'll explain after this. More with LA Local coming up. Okay, so now you have an understanding of the destructive potential of this storm. But let's say the worst case scenario happens, God forbid, and your home is flooded or hit by mudslides or crushed by falling rocks coming off an unstable hillside. Do you have a separate flood insurance policy on your home? And if you do, do you understand what's covered and what's not? According to the recent research, the answers to those questions are almost certainly no and no. Just 4% of Americans are estimated to have flood insurance. KNX chief correspondent Charles Feldman tried to get some clarity from insurance expert Carl Sussman.
Would most homeowners have insurance that would cover that? Well, if we look at flood coverage in general, flood insurance is something that's written separately from homeowners insurance policies. It's one of the few perils that is almost universally excluded from all homeowners insurance policies. You have to purchase it either through FEMA, or you can purchase it through a private insurance company. But I think what you're asking about, if I can pivot back for a moment to the people that were affected by the wildfires, there's talk of something called proximate cause, meaning, and I'm not an attorney, so full disclosure there.
Yeah.
So if we look at it by analogy, if someone is walking down the street and they're insuring a balloon and that balloon pops, all right, the insurance will pay for the balloon. But what if that balloon popping scared someone and they ran across the street and caused a car accident? Is the company that insures the balloon also responsible for the car accident? This is the issue that we have with people talking about there potentially being coverage for the water damage that we're going to see from these rains that we're getting right now. And the answer is, you know, I'm shrugging, you can't see, because I'm sure it will be heavily debated and potentially litigated. But as a general rule, flood damage is just not covered under the standard homeowners insurance policy.
So let's say you got a home in the Palisades or Altadena areas that managed to survive the fires last month, and then those homes are taken out by mudslides or flooding overnight tonight. What kind of insurance claim do you have? Unfortunately, no real clarity on that. Wish we could end today's LA Local with some good news, but unfortunately, no. Storm clouds are following around today's podcast. Over a month after the Eaton Palisades fire, the first possible long-term health effects are being seen in people who lived in or close by the fire zones. Our Emily Valdez explained why that runny nose you've been battling since January 7th might be a sign of something far more serious than just the common cold.
It's been more than a month since the fires, but some people still have clogged sinuses, headaches, stuffy nose, and just can't shake the damage the smoke did.
People were exposed to the fires. They sort of had like an overload of these irritants in their nose. And so that can inhibit this conveyor belt system inside your nose to clean itself.
Dr. Kevin Herr is a sinus specialist affiliated at USC. His office is in Arcadia. And yeah, he's had more patients come in. He says you can't treat clogged sinuses at home.
The best way to do that is with like a sinus rinse with normal saline, so either like a neti pot or one of those Neomed sinus rinses. And what that does is this high volume irrigation can help cleanse your sinuses, which are basically the filter inside your nose.
He says clear out your sinuses twice a day at home, and if it doesn't go away, time to see a doctor.
This has been a rainy day edition of the LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. They tell me that the sun indeed will be coming out tomorrow, so bet your bottom dollar that we'll see you back here on the LA Local. Until then, this is Jonathan Service filling in for Alex Silverman. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe.